Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Chaye Sara Shvi'i, the last Aliyah in Parshas Chaye Sara, which closes our Parsha. The topic of our Aliyah is the generations of Yishmael. It is seven psukim long, from Perek Chofei, Pasuk Yud Beis to Yud Ches. Let's take a look at a basic summary and then a few points to ponder. So we hear the following. The Eile told us Yishmael ben Avraham. These are the generations of Yishmael, the son of Avraham, who is the son of Hagar. And we hear about his children's names. We hear about Nevayot, Kedar, Adbeel, Mivsam, Mishma, Duma, Masach, Adad, Tema, Yatur, Nafish, Kedma. So we hear about all his children, and they are Shneim Asar Nesim, 12 princes, each to their own nation. And we hear that he lives for 137 years, and he passes away and is gathered up to his people. And we hear that he dwells between Chavilat, Shur, which is in the area of Egypt, coming towards Ashura, Alpanei Kol Echav Nafol, upon all his brothers he fell. Interesting information here. And the first basic question that is the last pasuk is, what does it mean he falls upon his brothers? So the Radak points out that this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of the Malach to Hagar, because she had heard the following words to the angel, Al Panei Kol Echov Yishkon, on the face of his brothers he will dwell. And that's really what's happening here, Al Panei Kol Echov Nafal, that he is falling or dwelling upon his brothers. And the word Nafal really means to say dwelling. However, it's interesting, Rav Hirsch points out that the word nafal, to fall, means to say happenstance, without intentionality in life. And that's what it means, that Yishmael doesn't live with order, he doesn't necessarily live with direction or plan. He just, you know, wherever he happens to be, that's where he stays. Very nomadic expression over here. It is interesting to note, and all this is certainly a generalization, but if you look in the land of Israel, Most of the large city centers that were under Arab control for centuries upon centuries upon centuries were really just built on the ruins of previous civilizations. Most of the Arab population in Israel did not create their own cities and city centers. Unlike, let's say, when the Jewish settlers came back the end of the 1800s and the beginning of the 1900s, where they made city after city, Tel Aviv, huge places which never really were before. A lot of the Arab civilizations were upon the ruins of previous civilizations. Perhaps this is an understanding of Alpanei Kol Echov Nafol, upon the other civilizations that were taken over is where they dwell as well. Finally, one question on this aliyah is, why do we need this aliyah? What is the point of hearing about the children of Yishmael? So it's obviously, it should be patently obvious that this paragraph is to be contrasted with the following paragraph, which begins our next parasha, which starts with the following words. Ve'ele told us Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak. Our aliyah begins with the words, Ve'ele told us Yishmael. So clearly these two paragraphs are meant to be read back to back. The only difference is that when describing the told us of Yitzchak, which is next week's parasha, told us, we hear, Ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holy des Yitzchak. The Torah goes out of its way to associate Yitzchak being the child of Avraham, unlike over here where Yishmael is associated being the son of Hagar, who is the Shivchas Sarah la Avraham. So it's very much a circuitous connection to Avraham, because the Torah is de-emphasizing his connection to Avraham. So that should be obvious when reading this. But more than that, the Ramban points out that only by great tzaddikim do we hear their deaths and their burial in such a way, mentioned with such language. This is perhaps to corroborate the idea that he really did do teshuvah. He really did do a process of return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why his years are measured. What is interesting is that Rav Soloveitchik makes it a very fascinating point, and that is that this is also to be read in contrast to the beginning of the next parasha, where we hear about years upon years upon years where Yitzchak does not succeed in having a child with Rivka. And for all those years and all those promises for legacy and so many children, it doesn't seem to be working. Whereas with Yishmael, we hear 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. We have about 12 Nesiim, the whole thing. Everything seems to be working just fine. Generations, lots of children, cities, princes, the whole business. And Rav Soloveitchik points out again, similarly to how we ended the last week's parasha as well, with the children of Milcah and Nachar and the whole business, there, where it seems to be without test. Being the part of the covenantal community, being part of the people who are chosen by God, means to say there's going to be struggles in order to do that. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pleasant. There's going to be lots of uphill battles and waits and patience and inconvenience. And that's part of what it means to be chosen, is that you're not left sort of tucked away at the end of a parasha just as a summary of all your success, but rather we focus on all those very difficult crucibles of growth as part of that covenantal community. With this, we close the seventh Aliyah and Parashas Chaye Sara. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day and a beautiful Shabbos.